Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Five Drive here with Jazeel, and each fortnight we have the pleasure of having a clinical psychologist and managing director of Janice Domicer Consulting in the building. But remember, the information spoken today, it is for information purposes only. It is not prescribed treatment. If you require further assistance, please contact your local GP or Lifeline on 13 11 14. But Jan, welcome, welcome. How are you?
I'm so well. It's good to see you again.
And of course, it's a Friday, which is always a great feeling, isn't it?
Absolutely. I totally forgot it was Friday. I'm glad you reminded me.
You got the whole weekend off, yes. Hopefully.
Well, not really.
Okay,
hey,
right.
After 12 p.m. tomorrow, I've got the weekend off.
Okay, so it's getting closer at
it's
least.
It's getting close. Okay. Absolutely.
Now, today you've chosen to talk about boundaries. What do you mean by boundaries? Is this like a brother and a sister, like, hey, this is my room, get out? What do you mean by boundaries?
Yeah, that's a very good one. Just demarcate your boundaries, get that, you know, the chalk that you can draw on the floor, and that's your boundary, right?
Don't go past that line.
No, exactly right. Yeah, so, I mean, it's about, so look, if we're particularly talking about emotional boundaries, then right. It'll be things that you feel safe with a certain person. Or if somebody is saying something to you that you just know that this feels like I'm being gaslit, or this feels that it's making me really uncomfortable, then that would mean that in some way it's pushing your boundaries or it's violating your boundaries.
Right, okay. So I guess, when and how do you set up those boundaries? Is this like when you're an adult, you go, okay, where are my limits and what pushes my buttons? How do you know where your boundaries are and when they've been broken?
Okay, well, that's a good question, because it's going to be different for everybody, right? So you have to be able to, firstly, know yourself quite well, or at least you're wanting to be working towards that, where you know that what does it feel like when my boundaries are being pushed, and how you know that is you start feeling like discomfort.
Yeah,
like there's something within you, and I would actually say it's running along what's called the vagus nerve, which runs really down the throat and then sort of into the stomach. So
right.
You get that little corridor down. You know, the throat, like down the esophagus kind of area into the stomach. And that starts feeling like, hang on, something's not right.
Wow. So that's actually where we will get a weird sensation.
100%. You will. And you
right.
get, some people can get like a lump in the throat kind of feeling.
Oh, yeah. Right? I swallow all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, oh, no, this is not a good situation.
That's right. So then your boundaries are being messed with.
Wow.
Right, so that lump in the throat, it's got a funny name. It's called globus hystericus, right? So when you get that.
Name your child
there
that.
Hundreds. or a bit of the heaviness in the chest, like a bit of a brick feeling, or you can't breathe in deep. Or, you know, a sinking feeling in the stomach, just something like a bit of a dropping feeling. Those are a very good indicator that your boundaries are being messed with.
That's brilliant to know for someone that quite often gets walked all over. Because it's like, well, hang on, is this too far? What am I feeling?
Yes.
Oh, I can actually physically feel something going on.
That's right.
Those are my boundaries. I need to take note of that. That's brilliant. Yeah. Now, I know before you walked in, you said, hey, look, there's a couple of verses, bearing one another's burdens, verse every man must carry his load. And you said this is actually huge for a lot of people. Can you explain? Let's just go with... Yeah, can you explain that concept of the two verses?
Yes, well, that's it. Well, look, if you you know, hear those verses where you go, every man must carry his own load, and then we need to bear one another's burdens. They seem like they're opposing, they're opposite, right? But this is what a paradox is all about, is that paradox is two apparently conflicting ideas held within one truth.
Right.
So they can be both right, but at different times.
And you mentioned already the bearing one another's burdens, a verse that every man must carry his own load, which is a couple of verses mentioned in the Bible. And you referred to it as kind of like a paradox there. They seem to be complete opposites, and yet sometimes opposites can actually be the same thing. Can you talk us through what you meant by that?
Well, the thing is that one situation might call for every man must carry his own load, But then another situation could call for that bear one another's burdens, right? So with the thing about bearing one another's burdens, that's the kind of thing when somebody says, you know, look, I've just gotten this diagnosis and I really need support. Could you all, you know, come around, come pray for me or come and, you know, and bring meals and do that kind of thing. That is how we build community. And it's very important for our mental health.
Yeah.
To know that we've got people that would come if we need them. Right. But then every man must carry his own load is a bit of where that is part of a development thing. That is where we have to take the responsibility for our own personal development, our own development in this world, take personal responsibility for relationships and for our own health. So if you think about if you go, you know, climbing a mountain, you've got, you know, backpacks and a group of you go along, everybody's got their own backpack. They're reasonably equally heavy. But if one of the people sees, oh, you know, my mate here's struggling a lot and they, you know, let me see if I can help them out. And I say, you know, give me your backpack. I'll carry that for you. But now you've got two backpacks. And initially you can see the relief on your friend's face and you like that. That's great.
Yeah.
But like, you know, 10 minutes later, you're really, really struggling, and that's no good.
Yeah, okay. So I guess where, and I don't know if this is something that a lot of people struggle with, but where is the line then between, I guess, helping someone too much that they don't have growth for themselves? Because yes, you can take their backpack off and they feel free and you can see the smile, but then 10 minutes in, they're doing cartwheels and you're about to die. So
right.
Where do we find that line of, okay, I need to step back and let them grow?
Yes, that's it. Look, it's such a tough one. But I would say is that we all get a sense that when it feels like it's in that category of bearing one another's burdens, there's a bit of a freedom to it. Like you feel like you want to lean in and help. So once again, go with your vagus nerve, right? And the vagus nerve will always tell you, it like, almost like leans in and it wants to go, oh, I actually feel a flow towards I want to help, right?
So it's like an urge.
It's a bit of an urge. Yeah, there's a good old, you know, English word, an unction, right? So an unction that you are like, you know, led to do that. But I guess when it falls into the other category of where somebody is perhaps not carrying their own load like they should, you actually start feeling a bit of a resistance towards helping them. There's a bit of a, like, your vagus nerve almost like a little snail going back into the shell.
Right, you know? Okay.
It like starts pulling away a little bit. But the mistake that we can make is then feeling guilty and saying, oh, I don't feel like I want to help, but to be, you know, a good person and, you know, scripture says you have to help and so on, you kind of guilt yourself into, oh, well, I've got to help. But then you're actually, in my opinion here, is then you're really not helping that person in the long run because they don't have the opportunities to grow through pain.
Yeah, wow. And then they don't develop in the long term.
That's
and
right.
Then you're feeling, I guess, annoyed at them because
you're
like, take your backpack back.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, okay. So the biggest thing, I guess, today to take away would be, don't feel guilty after you've helped someone and your throat vein, to use a better term, an easy term. If you feel that pulling or wanting to pull back, then actually release yourself and don't feel guilty to go, hey, look, I've done my part, but now it's time for them to have their backpack back.
Very good. That's spot on. Yeah. So, and often I'll say with that, because some people need to hear it like this because they are helpers and they almost have an identity in helping, right? And I'll often say, really think about it, is that, you know, are you setting yourself alight to keep the other person warm?
Yeah. Wow. Think about that. Good luck. And then just quickly, because I know we are out of time, once you've established, like, yeah, I've lit myself and I'm burning, what do you do? Do you just pull directly back? Do you have a conversation with them? How do you separate that again?
Yeah, I would say conversation is always the way, right? So be quite open and honest, which is difficult, but it's something we have to practice. We've got to lean in. We've got to be brave. We've got to say the truth. And we can't say it in a way that is honest, and it doesn't have to hold any negatives. In fact, when it becomes negative, is because we haven't spoken up early enough.
Yeah.
And then then we are annoyed with the person, and then suddenly we're telling them how terrible they are and all of that. But really, the fault lies with us because we didn't pull
catch
back
it early.
Sooner. Maybe we needed to fulfill something in us, in being a helper and feeling good. So then we can't blame that person.
Awesome. Uh-huh. Awesome stuff. If you missed any of this, listen to your throat. That's pretty much the gist of this. Hey, look, if you did seriously miss out on any of this, we're going to put it on a podcast, 98five.com. But Janice Domiser from Janice Domiser Consulting, thank you so much for coming in yet again, and we'll catch you in a fortnight.
Always a pleasure.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98five.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.